to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So last night, the Clark County Republican Party was supposed to hold a meeting to elect officers. They have to do it in the month of July. And last night was the night for the election. The problem is, there was no election. Nothing happened, except people got really rowdy, and people, I'll put it this way, people went nuts. And now the question is, when will they elect officers? I mean, we're getting ready for the midterm elections. I mean, we've got to do something. And at a time when we ought to be coming together, it seems like we're being split further and further apart. We'll talk about that. Pat Casal was an eyewitness last night at the Clark County Republican Party meetings. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Senate Republicans on Wednesday blocked Democrats' attempts to start formal debate on a bipartisan infrastructure plan, arguing that Democrats are rushing the procedural vote before the final bill has been written.
The Senate failed 49-51 to overcome the 60-vote threshold required to overcome a GOP filibuster. But the move may only amount to a short delay for President Biden's infrastructure plan, as at least 10 Republicans say they would support the vote if it came up again on Monday, when they expect to have an agreement on the final details. 22 senators working on the bill, 10 Republicans and 12 Democrats, released a statement designed to arouse confidence that the bill would be finalized and approved of in the coming days. One method of paying for about $100 billion worth of the bill was scrapped amid GOP opposition. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi turned down two of Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's choices to sit on the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. McCarthy responded by pulling all six of his choices. Indiana Congressman Jim Banks, one of the two rejected, said House Speaker Pelosi is afraid.
She knows that we were prepared to fight to get to the truth, to find the facts about what happened on that day to make sure that January 6th would never happen again. But she doesn't want to go down that path.
One Republican not agreeing with Minority Leader McCarthy is Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who says Minority Leader McCarthy does not seem worthy of becoming House Speaker.
I think that any person who would be third in line to the presidency must demonstrate a commitment to the Constitution and a commitment to the rule of law. Minority Leader McCarthy has not done that.
Smoke and ash from massive wildfires in the American West clouded the sky and led to air quality alerts Wednesday on parts of the East Coast as the effects of the blazes were felt 2,500 miles away. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 286 points, the NASDAQ rose 133, the S&P advanced 35. More at townhall.com.
I'm Dinesh D'Souza. If you are a homeowner, you need to consider a mortgage refinance while rates are still low. I mean it. You could miss out on hundreds of dollars in monthly savings. Don't let that happen. Call American Financing, America's home for home loans. And take advantage of a free mortgage review. There's no pressure, no upfront or hidden fees. They're not like that. This is a company that's in it for you, doing whatever it takes to save you up to $1,000 a month. Without resetting your loan. Because at American Financing, they can write any term, 10 years and over. So don't put a refinance off any longer. Pre-qualify for free by calling 888-528-1219. That's 888-528-1219. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The mask mandate is back for workers in Clark County employed in crowded indoor spaces. The action stopped short of requiring the general public to mask up. The Clark County Commission followed the recommendation of the Southern Nevada Health District, where employees will wear face masks in crowded indoor spaces regardless of their vaccination status. The requirement goes into effect tomorrow morning. The commission plans to revisit that issue at its August 17th meeting. Yesterday, Nevada reported more than 1,000 new coronavirus cases, the first time in more than 6 months. It surpassed the 1,000 total. Nevada's 14-day positivity rate has reached 12.4%. The goal is 5%. The Oakland A's possible move to Las Vegas may have been given a nudge by the Oakland City Council as the panel decided to go with its counterproposal to the team's plan for a Bay Area waterfront ballpark. Team President Dave Cavall called the vote not an effective path forward, while Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said he was disappointed the city picked a plan not approved by the team. He added that Major League Baseball and the A's will begin immediately a chart forward. And Bruno Mars is postponing his shows for Friday and Saturday at Park Theater. Unforeseen circumstances.
KMZQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Watch for police activity. Interstate 15 northbound at Silverado Ranch. The right lanes are blocked, and it's very slow all the way back to Astar Avenue there on 15 north. Congestion on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Eastern. Those lane restrictions, the cause. And 215 westbound at Green Valley, your bumper to bumper.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three,
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. It was a fiasco last night. The Clark County Republican Party was supposed to be holding its meetings to elect new officers. They have to do it by their bylaws in the month of July. And for some reason, it just did not happen. A lot of folks showed up, and a lot of people were disappointed. Joining us now, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. He is a political activist here in Southern Nevada, and he joins us. Pat, you were there. You were an eyewitness to what happened. Give us a thumbnail sketch of why this meeting did not come off, why there was no election.
Simply put, most unorganized meeting you ever saw in your life. They weren't ready. They tried to exclude and leave people out because they came up with a new term called honorary member so they could get them to vote to try to steal the election. The problem with everybody's ire was the fact that Jesse Law was disqualified based on an ethics violation that they didn't notify him until 10 o'clock the night before. So everybody was really irate. They had the police there. Metro was there, as well as Clark County School District Police. And to be honest with you, some of the statements that were made, I have a video, the entire video, was amazing. You had the chairman cursing at people from the dais. I mean, it was absolutely, it was the worst crap show you ever saw in your life. It was totally unorganized. We didn't even get close to talking about the nominees. The objections were amazing, and I'll sum it up this way. Chairman Sajak made a comment to Rob Tyree that, you know, you're out of order, you wrote the rules, you should know the rules. And then as he went on to say something else about not why we didn't have a Zoom meeting, he said, well, it's not in the bylaws. And he was interrupted by Tyree. Goes, a point of information, actually, you can have a meeting via Zoom. I wrote the rules, as you eloquently said, and that's in the rules. And every time they said something that wasn't in the rules, it was in the rules. Regarding the way it works in Clark County, if you attend Clark County Convention, you become a member. So here's the deal, Kevin. For the next 2 years, you're a member as long as you go to the Clark County Convention and you don't miss two meetings in a row. Okay, forget about COVID. So now you go to the convention, you become a member. If you miss the convention, you have to go to two meetings in order to become a member. Well, a lot of people that went to the convention weren't allowed in. They said they're no longer eligible. They actually challenged and said, you still need two meetings, even if you went to the convention, which was false, which was clearly pointed out by Alita Benson, who actually was assaulted by one of the sergeant-at-arms, and we don't know what's going to happen with that case. But it's kind of ridiculous because they tried to take the microphone away from people who didn't agree what was being said. And I know a lot of people, that Tony Palmer, who ran for office, just put up a big post and couldn't believe it. They had a vote. On a visual vote, so the no's were like, this is an example, 20 people said no, 40 people said yes. He goes, the no's have it. And that was almost a riot in itself.
Tell me this, at a time when we ought to be coming together, we are being torn more and more apart. Why is that happening? It doesn't benefit the party. It doesn't benefit our community. I'm wondering what the motivation is. Is it just a quest for power?
Honestly, to me, it seems like a rhino, and I hate the word rhino, but these are Republicans in name only trying to take over. In all honesty, if I were a sitting state senator, I would want nothing to do with Clark County. Right now, there's a possibility, which I'm probably going to be the one doing it. I'm thinking about going to the FBI to file a claim. Where is the $99,000? There's $99,000 reportedly missing. We've paid people to be on the board. I mean, how do you pay people to be on the board? It doesn't work that way. $13,000-some to the chief of staff. Another person who's supposedly a secretary, $3,600. And really, the truth be told, the chairman last night wasn't the chairman. He was just sitting up there yelling and screaming. But the real chairman was Richard McClain. He was handling the whole thing. Even during the invocation, they made that political. We got booze for an invocation. basically say, have respect for, have more respect. I mean, how could you make a prayer political about the people that were not allowed in? Then the crowd started going, let them in, let them in. They were trying to come through the door. The police went to the back to hold them back. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was absolutely unbelievable. It was terrible. I mean, I know for a fact, friends of you and I were embarrassed to no end. And frankly, I think last night, if Ms. Buck didn't see why she shouldn't run, she's blind. I would not want to be the chairman. I'm glad I'm not even. I'm looking for a political director. But with the potential things that are going on and the endorsements from a person, you have a chairman who has an arrest record, so ethically he shouldn't be the chairman. You had a past chairman who had ethical charges. He should have been brought up on ethical charges, where he actually admitted in a court that he may have touched, he may have struck his wife, which would be, you know, spousal battery. Yet you're going to take their word, but Jesse Law, you don't give him due process, and you say you can't, because if ethics charges came up against you, you can't run for chair? Why? Why would you do it the night before, but for the last 3 weeks, the guy's out campaigning? I mean, it was the principle of the entire night went wrong, and they looked like a bunch of morons, and with 3 minutes to go before 9 o'clock, they had a recess because they knew they couldn't get anything done. And they also got caught on video. They were going to give people armbands that weren't necessarily able to vote. And this, what's this about an honorary Republican member that you can vote with your first meeting? How does that work? How is that fair?
So going forward, what happens next? They have to have an election, I think, before the end of July. You might know the bylaws better than I do.
I can honestly tell you I don't know what they're going to do. They're lost. And right now, after last night, they're probably getting a lot of beef from people that were there as supporters that are now thinking, what the hell do we get ourselves into?
Let me just throw something out there. We obviously need vibrant leadership that can bring our folks together in the Republican Party. Is there somebody out there that can do that? I mean, Kerry Buck, I know, has run.
I got to tell you, I got to be honest, okay? Obviously, I'm on Jesse's side. I see where he's at. I see the relationship he has with Mr. Ahern. I see the endorsements he's received on national level, not only locally, but nationally. And I'm like, you know what? How could he not be given a shot? I mean, for the last 2 years, we have been an invisible party. We're insignificant. We're worse now than we were 10 years ago, okay? It's wrong. I mean, when Cindy Lake was the chair, when she left, there was 50,000 in the coffers. Since then, it's been a nosedive. I can tell you, when I was the treasurer, and I brought in Alan West, and I was the one that put that together, not Sajak, not even an ounce. He told me specifically, you'll never get $150 a person. And I told him, I'm not only get $150 a person, I'll have more VIP than general admission. And I was spot on. He goes, how did you know? I said, because I knew how the energy was going to run. I ran an auction that night, a live auction and a silent auction. The live auction, we sold the gun. I almost had a stroke because my wife was bidding on it at the $3,000. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to kill her. We sold the gun for $3,700. We had a plate of Nevada, and it was donated by a guy named, I can't forget the guy's name. He was the former Central Committeeman, National Committeeman, Lee Hoffman. And everywhere around the state, that plate sold for between $150 and $200. I got over $1,000 for that plate. The energy, the room was energized after Alan West's speech. The Republicans were flying high. From that moment on, when I took over as treasurer, we were $20,000 in debt. When I left, we had $30,000 in the bank, and I got us out of debt. We had a copy machine that I was told we can't break the lease. I got us out of the lease for $2,000. Okay, we owed the Rio money. We got out of that. And by the way, for the record, the guy that loaned us the $2,000, for the record, was Chairman Michael McDonald, loaned us the $2,000 to pay Les Olson at the time, with the idea that we'll pay him back once the Lincoln Day was pulled off, which we did. Okay, the year before, he loaned us money for the deposit for the Italian American Club. I'm here to tell you, the problem is they want power, and they want to defuse McDonald, but he set records. His last year's money that he raised in the state was $10 million. You could take any five of the last state chairmen combined and raise $10 million in their combined in their tenure. I mean, the whole thing is a joke. And let me tell you right now, what happened with Sajak, I could go even further because I don't want to tell you what with Sajak. When we ran the Alan West thing, he tried to give VIP for $800 when it was $1,200 a table, and I wouldn't allow it. I watched the money very closely, and the reason I didn't want to be treasurer again is because the second year, when my last year, they wanted to allow me to give the checking account information to just anybody and they can make deposits. And let me tell you right now, when you're making deposits, you have to account for the money. Not under FEC, under FEC jurisdiction, they have to file everything carefully. Well, where's the money from the Lincoln Day dinners the last 2 years? There, nothing's reflected on the books. Yet you had Burgess Owens here last year. You had somebody here. I mean, what the hell's going on? The thing that now all of a sudden you can start saying there is corruption, and maybe the people that are involved, they're not Republican. They really are Democrat trying to take down the party. So it's time to get real Republicans, vet them, and build this party. And we should be able to build this party to 1,500 or plus. I would say we could actually eclipse the 5,000 max. And now all of a sudden you have a real party that feet on the ground. They could raise money. In fact, if everybody decided to donate $20, that's 100,000 working money. This thing is not hard to do. And a lot of people are charged because why? They're getting killed with inflation. A loaf of bread is $5 a loaf right now. Gas prices are through the roof. I paid $91 for gas on Sunday. I paid $52 a year ago. I mean, come on. The Republicans, this is a cakewalk if they want to do it. Now we're missing money? There's a lot of people that want some answers.
Let me just ask you, if this were the Democrats, you'd have people go into court to try and gain control of the state party or the, in this particular case, the Clark County Republican Party. Has anybody ventured into the legal realm of all of this?
I would imagine after last night things are going to happen, but I can tell you this. The biggest talk that the Democrats were talking about is disenfranchised voters. Well, get this. In Clark County, we have a county that wants to disenfranchise real Republicans that want to be involved. I mean, they didn't even want to tally up the Dave's words. It's on video. We have no way of calculating how many applications we've received in the mail. Really? Did you really just say that? Everything he did last night was an embarrassment to him, to the body. And frankly, that room last night was charged. The people that were stuck outside that weren't allowed in, not even as a visitor, was ridiculous. They tried to stack the deck, and they lost. They also said no handouts, and yet you go in there, and their team are doing handouts. You have a guest speaker who should be talking about unity. Instead of unity, he's endorsing one of the candidates before we even talked about the election. That's not how things are run. You have to run things fair. We're supposed to be Republicans. We're supposed to do things the right way. And guess what? We failed. And it's an embarrassment. And I have the video. I posted it on Facebook. Anybody that wants to see the entire meeting will be appalled. And it was a joke. And by the way, he said that Robert's rules don't take a precedent here. Our rules. And they were making rules as they were going along. No lie.
Wow. Well, somebody's got to take control of this thing. I don't know who it's going to be. It'll be fascinating to see what happens. Pat, I got to run. I thank you for joining us and giving us a firsthand account, kind of an eyewitness account of what went down last night at the Clark County Republican Party meeting. Thank you so much, man. I always appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
My pleasure. You take care.
There you go. Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, joining us. I'm just going to tell you, it's really, really ugly out there. And I'm not talking about the weather. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters. All before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Carry on, my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Battleborn Youth Challenge Academy, an educational initiative of the Nevada National Guard, is hiring for team leader positions at the campus in Carlin, Nevada. The Youth Challenge program offers teens an opportunity to reclaim their potential in a structured environment. The voluntary residential program uses a military model to assist in the positive personal growth of at-risk teens. Team leaders are responsible for supervising cadets at all times. They work in collaboration with other departments to develop a positive atmosphere and maintain a high level of discipline among 16 to 18-year-old students. The ideal candidate possesses either a military background, college education, or experience working with teens. State employment includes benefits, paid time off, and opportunities for advancement. To apply, please visit careers.nv.gov and use search term CADRE. Sponsored by Battleborn Youth Challenge Academy. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Demo rats in our nation's capital are continuing to push this infrastructure bill. Bernie Sanders has some. They want to pass $6+ trillion in new spending. This is, it's incredible. Mark Levin was on Fox News Channel last night with my buddy Brian Kilmeade and had a special message for Bernie Sanders and the Democrats who want to, well, they want to spend us into oblivion. Here is Mark Levin on Fox News Channel.
People like Bernie Sanders have never produced a damn thing in their life. They've never contributed to this country a damn thing in their life. They've never employed anybody. They've never created a service. They've never created a product. But they know how to run everything. These are abstractions and theories they're imposing on the country. They pretend he never supported the Castro regime in Cuba, as he calls it, but he did. These are genocidal, maniacal regimes, and they're using that ideology to attack this country every way they can. These are multi-billionaires for a reason. They actually produce something that people want. You may not like their politics. I may not like their politics. That's quite apart from everything else. Look, all during the pandemic, we used Amazon and we used these other platforms. They were very, very important. Redistributing wealth, class warfare, government largesse, the robber barons in this world today are